Say big on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Honoring the victims, attack in Paris. I'm Elliot Francis. Hundreds filled a plaza in downtown Orlando Monday for a vigil honoring the 49 people killed at a nightclub this past weekend. Correspondent Scott Kimler was there.
As the names of the 49 victims of the massacre were read to the crowd, the people of Orlando spoke in one voice.
The way everyone has come together is absolutely beautiful.
We've all came together. We will stick together.
Coming together and embracing each other and even strangers, and we stand united together.
As the crowd stood with lit candles, 49 chimes came from the bells of a nearby church, all designed to pay respect to the victims and to show the world that Orlando stands as one. In Orlando, I'm Scott Kimbler.
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve has denounced what he called an abject terror act after an attacker killed two police officers outside of Paris. Cazeneuve warned that France, Europe, and the West remain under a high threat of the kind of extreme violence that hit an Orlando nightclub this past weekend. I'm Elliot Francis. Target stores across the country will have a moment of silence today to honor employees who were gunned down in Orlando. Correspondent Jen Johnson tells more.
Family and friends say 26-year-old Mercedes Marisol Flores worked at an Orlando area Target while going to community college in hopes of becoming a party planner. 20-year-old Luis Omar Ocasio-Capo worked at a Starbucks inside a Target store in Kissimmee while also studying theater. His sister says he would have been auditioning for a play on the same day the retailer will pay tribute. A third employee who works at an in-store coffee shop remains in critical condition.
Doctors in Orlando say they're optimistic the 53 wounded will survive, although five are in very grave condition. Many are in intensive care and no longer need ventilators. And the owner of a gun store where the Orlando nightclub shooter bought his weapon says the gunman passed a full background check. Ed Henson, owner of the St. Lucie Shooting Center, says if the shooter hadn't bought guns from him, he would have purchased them someplace else. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. It's primary day in D.C., and one race everyone's watching is Ward 7 council seat, where incumbent Yvette Alexander has a tough battle.
Polls show former D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray beating Alexander by 30 points. Washington City Paper columnist Will Summer says those polls were commissioned by Gray's campaign, but they were done by reputable firms.
These people aren't just making up these numbers.
Meanwhile, Alexander's also commissioned polls, but hasn't released the results.
If she had a poll that showed that she was going to win or that she was competitive with Gray, she should have put it out.
Alexander contends Gray's not the right person for the job.
His record for Ward 7 council is almost non-existent.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Metro's leaders have long said the system needs a dedicated funding source, so now they're hoping to get that ball rolling shortly.
It isn't clear each jurisdiction has to go about this in the exact same way.
They could try it through a variety of different taxes, says Council of Governments Chairman Roger Berliner, but the process begins in earnest with a needs assessment, how much money Metro thinks it'll take to operate effectively.
Secondly, we need to develop with WMATA the operating benchmarks and the performance standards that they will say, this is how you can hold us accountable.
With those two components going to Annapolis, Richmond, and D.C. in 2018.
It is instilling people with confidence that this system has learned the lessons of the past, is not repeating them.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
D.C. police are investigating some anti-gay graffiti painted on a DuPont Circle sidewalk just hours after the Orlando massacre. The graffiti on the sidewalk outside a restaurant said, quote, "Down with the gay agenda." Checking your money. The Dow opens today at 17,732. The Nasdaq at 48,48. Sports, Max Scherzer flirts with another no-hitter as the Nats beat the Cubs. The O's were idle. They're in Boston tonight. NBA Finals, Cleveland stays alive with a Game 5 win. WMDA, the Mystics, are in Connecticut tonight. WMAL News Time, 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Are you considering replacing your heating and air conditioning system this spring? Now is the perfect time with ARS Rescue Router. Get up to $1,650 back when you purchase a select home comfort system from ARS.
With our outstanding payment plan options, you could even have that new system for as low as $83 per month with approved credit. Make ARS Rescue Router your choice for new heating and cooling systems. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Wilson Ramos.
Wilson Ramos is killing the baseball.
Took Chi-Town down and now.
And Ramos goes deep.
Catch everything. Nationals Cubs. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson. Bryce Harper.
It is up against the wall and gone.
Can do versus the Cubs.
It's carrying.
Catch everything. Nationals Cubs. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Masson.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
In from the west, we're good. 66, no problems here early, heading toward the Beltway, inside the Beltway through Falls Church, Arlington, over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. For 95, 395, it's a good go here early on. Had some overnight road work. Northbound Baltimore-Washington Parkway crews. Haven't quite wrapped up everything just yet. Northbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway, you come up to 198. Do watch for that activity, and I see a little bit of a delay here on the approach. Southbound side, you're okay. If you're coming southbound past 32, down toward 198. Let's go to on to 15 in the Luckett's area. Had two separate work zones, just south of Point of Rocks. We're looking good as far as up to speed, and then south of Luckett's, that's where crews are still trying to wrap up everything they were doing from the overnight, seeing delays and the heavy volume there each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds this morning giving way to a partly cloudy day. By this afternoon, a little more sun, 84. Cloudy later tonight, slight chance of a shower, 66. Hit or miss shower, maybe a thunderstorm tomorrow, 83. And some steady rain developing tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Burke, 70 in Greenbelt, 72 degrees in Washington. A performer at the Orlando nightclub where 49 people were killed over the weekend says the gun was a regular there. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
5:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Good morning to you. It's time to get up and get around. It's Tuesday morning. Time to get up and make the donuts. At 7:05, I will be joined by National Review's Andrew McCarthy. At 8:05, Representative Mike Rogers, former member of the House Intelligence, chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, will join us. Then at 8:35, it's Larry Kudlow. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Now, I know some will say that assault weapons and background checks are totally separate issues having nothing to do with terrorism. Well, in Orlando and San Bernardino, terrorists used assault weapons.
You know, some people look at the terror attacks in Orlando. They see a man who was born of Afghanistani parents and raised in the Muslim religion, radicalized, pledging allegiance to ISIS, going into a gay club and slaughtering up to 50 people and leaving another 50 people injured in a pool of blood. They look at that and they say, wow, this guy is an evil maniac, and he was motivated by his radical Islamic terror philosophy, and we need to root out these terrorists among us, and we need to chop off the head of the terrorist network and kill it so it can't do us any harm. Some people have that reaction, and some people look at that exact same event and say, well, what kind of gun did he use?
Yeah.
And let's make sure he doesn't have another one of those guns, and let's make sure that no one else can get that gun, too. That was Hillary Clinton yesterday. She wants to be your president, and that was a big thrust of her speech in reaction to the Orlando shooting. Let's ban assault weapons. And she's not alone. A very well-funded group in Maryland called Marylanders to Prevent Gun Violence, mostly funded by one Michael Bloomberg out of the city of New York. They want to do the same thing. They're pushing for an assault weapons ban, and their president, Jen Polyokonis, joined me yesterday on Washington's Drive at 5. I want you to listen to this exchange, and then we would love to hear from you about this. You know, I know what it's like to sit there and listen to talk radio and have the host not ask exactly the right question. So why don't you call in and ask the question and give the argument that you would like to give if you don't hear me making the right one? 888-630-WMAL. explain the assault weapon ban to me and defend your right to own what people are calling an assault weapon. 888-630-WMAL. My first question is, why do you want to ban these guns?
So the weapon that was used at the club was an AR-15. Of course, semi-automatic rifles would be part of the category that the law would state as assault weapons. What I would be speaking of would be the weapons that were created for the battlefield that have been modified for civilian use, on which our organization believes that citizens should not have.
Okay, let's focus on the AR-15 because I think that does make it a little bit easier. If I may, that's and since you identified it. And by the way, we want to take your calls on this in the next segment, 888-630-9625. I know what it's like to listen to talk radio and not have the questions or challenges by the host asked that I would like to ask. So go ahead and jump in here so you can state your opinion. 888-630-WMAL. Sorry about that, Jen. I wanted to make sure everyone knew that they could call in a little later. Let me ask you this. The AR-15 is used by police officers quite a bit. SWAT teams use it when they are trying to take down, well, exactly this kind of bad guy. Why is it okay for police to have an AR-15 and not for me, a innocent private citizen?
Well, I don't even think that I would be able to make any sort of proclamation on what police officers should and should not be able to have. I can understand that.
Well, you're making a proclamation on what I can have, so why not police officers?
I would say that there are AR-15s that are on the market, that citizens are allowed to use them, and I can understand that police officers and law enforcement want to be able to protect themselves against that.
It's for taking down the bad guy. That's what they love it. Police officers say that the AR-15 is absolutely the best weapon to use to take down a bad guy in a situation like this because it's easy to use, it's got some power to it, and it actually doesn't cause residual damage. The shells don't go through walls in a shotgun.
Well, and the problem, though, is that the bad guys also have this weaponry. The bad guys are using this in elementary schools and movie theaters, and they're using this in dance clubs against innocent people. Mm-hmm. I mean, the carnage that we saw in Orlando in this dance club, I mean, That is indescribable.
It is. It is, and it's never happened before in this country. It's the carnage that we saw. But do you think that this? Do you think that this?
This was just the highest number of casualties. But we do see the mass shooters using these type of weaponry quite often and being able to kill very effectively lots of people in a very, very short amount of time. That's what this weapon was intended to do.
And I wonder if you think that there was an assault weapons ban, this person who was bent on killing over 50 people, he was bent on killing 100 people if he could, if not more. That's how many people he shot. Do you think if there was a law against owning an assault weapon, like, as you say, an AR-15, that would have kept him from getting an AR-15? I mean, if he's already willing to break the law against murder, why wouldn't he break the law against owning this gun?
Well, I don't think that we need to make it as easy as possible for him. I don't think that we need to hand over an AR-15 for him to be able to carry out his full rampage.
It was not handed over. He went through FBI background checks. I mean, for crying out loud, he had a security clearance to conceal carry in Florida, and he worked for a security company that was affiliated with Department of Homeland Security. You really think it was just handed over to him?
Sure, absolutely. He went through a background check. He bought this weapon. But This was a weapon that was able to, nobody, even passing a background check, in my opinion, should be able to have the type of weapon that can create this much amount of crime.
Yeah, you're being disingenuous when you say we shouldn't just hand it over to him. You want to ban this weapon. You want it banned. That's why you're calling for an assault weapon ban. But what I'm saying is, regardless of the ban, do you think that he's going to respect that law since he doesn't respect the law against murder?
I cannot say what would have happened if we didn't make it so easy for him to be able to just go to a licensed dealer and be able to purchase this legally. It's too hard to say the if.
It's not. So you think that he would be, that a person bent on murdering 100 people would say, well, there's a law against owning this gun, so I'd better not go kill those people.
Well, we could at least make it a lot harder for him to do it.
All right. The assault weapons ban was in place during the late 90s. It was first signed into law by Bill Clinton in 1994, right?
Correct. It was instituted in 94 and was allowed to go by the wayside in 2004.
Right. And the Columbine Massacre, probably one of the most horrific school shootings that Americans witnessed on television unfold before our eyes and had an influence on so many people. That massacre occurred during the assault weapons ban. How is that possible?
Obviously, not every single atrocity is going to be able to be stopped by any of these laws. And no one's saying that. I'm not saying that if you had an assault weapons ban or if you had background checks, that every single murder would be stopped. I mean, that's absolutely ridiculous. But I think that we can try to stem the violence. I think that the 33,000 people who are dead from a gun every year, I think that we can reduce that. And I think that that would be a valiant effort. I think that we can figure out ways under the Second Amendment to be able to allow law-abiding citizens to protect themselves and protect their families, but still make it a lot more difficult for someone who is absolutely filled with hate and intent on killing people. Who can make it harder for them to do that.
But if I, as a law-abiding citizen, want to protect my family with an AR-15 because it's powerful, it's easy to use, and it's accurate, you're keeping me from doing that. You're actually stopping me as a law-abiding citizen, and you can't guarantee me that the bad guy still won't get an AR-15. So what are you doing here?
Well, I would think that most people would choose a handgun if we're talking about self-protection.
Oh.
And a law-abiding citizen would be, if passing a background check, would be able to get that to protect his family.
All right. Many law-abiding citizens love using the AR-15 for self-protection. By the way, for the exact same reasons the police officers like to use it. But we're going to have to leave it there. We did leave it there, but we want to hear from you now. 888-630-WMAL. I'll jump into the debate and make your argument. 888-630-WMAL.
Right now, 5:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, Larry, we're off to a good start around the Capitol Belt. So no problems through Tyson's topside to the Wilson Bridge, all checking out fine and up at speed. We do have some overnight construction in the wrap-up stages here. Northbound side, Baltimore, Washington Parkway, and Laurel. Northbound, as you come up to 198, they were doing some milling and paving. I'm still looking at a little bit of traffic on the approach, a little bit of volume. Means they're not quite picked up with everything there. Southbound side, though, lanes open and no delay. Southbound BW Parkway heading through Laurel. Route 15, Loudoun County, had some crews out overnight as well, working south of Luckett's. Do watch, still have a bit of activity there and a little bit of volume in each direction. Now, of course, we've been talking about Metro Rail's Safe Track plan continues to single track the orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston through Thursday. This morning, though, as we just get off underway here, they are doing some unscheduled track repairs outside of Stadium Armory, so extra delays for orange, silver, and the blue lines as we get started. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, cloudy today and with a high of around 84 degrees tonight. They say a slight chance of a rain shower, but tomorrow mostly cloudy. Again, a thunderstorm is possible, but tomorrow night, that would be Wednesday night, a 90% chance of rain that will continue into Thursday. So a high tomorrow of 83, Thursday, showers and thunderstorms early, temperatures in the mid-80s. Then it clears up. There's only a chance of showers on Friday in the low 70s, and the weekend right now looking really good with temperatures forecast to be in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is 5:17 on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
An evil person came in here and illegally purchased 2 firearms from us. And if he hadn't purchased them from us, I'm sure he would have gotten them from another local gun store in the area.
That's Ed Henson, the owner of the gun store where the terrorist in Orlando purchased his firearms before the massacre Sunday morning.
This man held multiple security licenses. He had an armed and an unarmed license. He passed the background check that every single person that purchases a firearm in the state of Florida undergoes.
Henson speaking at a press conference in front of his shop yesterday, answering questions to reporters.
You know, look, I want to get to our calls here, and I'll just make this very quick. I've actually thought, sort of as an intellectual exercise, what law could have stopped this? I mean, so if you say you're going to restrict guns, we're gonna make guns harder to get. Well, you look at the places in this country where you have the most restrictive gun laws. laws. Places like Chicago, places like Maryland, where you have Baltimore and a very high gun violence rate. It does not seem that the restrictive laws necessarily bring you lower gun violence. In fact, I would argue that, and it's been made, the argument's been made before by others, that in parts of the country where we have the least restrictive gun laws, we have the lowest crime rates. Isn't that interesting? You could say, well, let's just totally ban all guns. Well, I, you know, go to look at France. They had a horrible mass casualty attack like this, and they have a gun ban in France, so that doesn't work either. I don't know what the solution is, because it seems to me that bad people intent on doing bad things will always find a way. And the only thing you do by changing the laws is you impede the right of legal, law-abiding citizens to have the weapons that the Constitution grants they should be able to have.
Yeah, amen to that. Stan in Alexandria, you're on WMAL. Join the debate. Stan from line three.
Hey, good morning, guys. I own an AR-15. I also own a Glock 17. And you can do the same thing with a Glock 17 that holds 17 rounds that you can do with an AR-15. The caliber of the bullet may be a little bit stronger, but the same damage could be done with a handgun. I think their ultimate goal is to ban guns altogether.
So you're saying, well, your Glock, is what, 9mm?
Yes.
9mm, couple of different 17 cartridges. You could fire off 34 rounds pretty quickly, couldn't you?
Sure. Two clips is more than 30 rounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, in fact, I raised the Columbine killings in Colorado, and they used very similar guns to that. They used a lot of handguns in that one with multiple magazines that were already filled. But and also, again, as I pointed out, the AR-15 doesn't cause additional damage by shooting through walls and possibly hitting somebody innocent on the other side of the wall. Imagine if you're in your bedroom, you got an intruder in the house, and or a couple of intruders in the house. An AR-15 is a good self-defense weapon to be able to get that person, and God forbid, you know, a bullet is going to not go through the wall and hit an innocent person, a child that's sleeping in a room beside you. That's why cops use this. That's why SWAT teams use it. Law enforcement love this gun. If it's good for law enforcement, why shouldn't it be good for public law-abiding citizens?
I have a hard time arguing that.
How about Clay in Caroline County? Clay, you're on WMAO.
Morning. She mixed terms, and I get frustrated with people that do it. We're talking about murder, and then she throws out the 30,000 number, which is includes 20,000 suicides. That's point one, so that's a little disingenuous, and the number they use to inflate the overall number to get your attention. The second part is the vast majority, you know, 98% or so of murders are committed with handguns, and no one is pressing to ban handguns.
Yeah, even she wasn't.
Oh, but they will. I mean, this is the slippery slope, Clay, but you're right. You're absolutely right that they throw the numbers out just to scare people and startle people and get their attention, and the numbers don't wash. They never do. Thanks for the... We'll continue with your calls in a moment.
It is now 5:22 on WMAL.
Does your home have plumbing problems? Call McCarthy Services for our spring plumbing specials. Water heater flushes for only $49, $99 drain cleanings, or $50 off any general plumbing repair. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Can we talk about home security? With summer vacations upon us, is your home protected? It's Brian Wilson here. I've done the research, and I want to tell you why I recommend Ackerman Security Systems. Monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide is only $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free, so you can start saving today. And when you switch your service to Ackerman in June, you'll get up to 3 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years' experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time. At Ackerman, security is all they do, and they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service lets you control your system remotely, arm or disarm your system on the go, receive video clips, or view live video of your home just for a few dollars more. It's easy to stay connected to your home and family even when you can't be there. Call Ackerman Security today and make the switch in June and get up to 3 months of monitoring free. 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis from Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of Rent Estate. Call 202-625-4370.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
It is now 5:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And let's go Baltimore-Washington Parkway. U.S. Park Police tell me they have wrapped up the overnight construction, but I'm still seeing delays in Laurel. So heads up going northbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Definitely unusual delays here. Northbound as you come up to 198 where they've been doing the milling and paving overnight. Might be it's the rough surface, too. Could still be keeping us below speed and some of that activity on the shoulder. So if you're heading between 197, 198, the volume. Southbound, the positive side, though, coming out of Jessup and heading past 32 and down toward Greenbelt. Belton Beltway with lanes open and at speed. Now, I've been watching 15 as well. Loudoun County had some overnight crews in the Luckett's area. They were scheduled to wrap up at 5, and I was still looking at the volume, just talked to police. They have a crash there now. So on 15, right near Temple Hall Farm Regional Park, if you travel through that stretch, you know what I'm talking about. That's where crews are responding to the crash. 15 heavy in each direction, unfortunately. 270, just the volume. Virginia, 95, 395, quiet. And for Metro Rails, they continue to single track orange and silver lines between East Falls Church and Ballston. A little extra volume this morning. Unscheduled track work making a little bit of volume near Farragut Station. Now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures up just a few degrees today, right around where we should be this time of year. A little overcast early, but quickly becoming partly cloudy today, up near 84 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees, 527.
And we're continuing the discussion, as often the case, sadly, after a mass shooting, and in this case, a terror attack in Orlando, that many people react differently. And we have one side of the political aisle who often react in sort of the same way. It has to do with the instrument of destruction used, the gun, in this case, an AR-15. Loud voices saying they want an assault weapons ban, as they call them, assault weapons. And we love for you to join in this conversation and join in the argument. Ben and Frederick, you're next up on WMAL. Hello, Ben.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I wanted to make the point that I own a couple AR-15s, and I think they're great defensive purpose. And my point is, my wife is able to handle that firearm much better than a pistol in self-defense in a home defense situation. I think it's well noted, and I think over and over again, if you do the research, it's much easier for especially my wife and a lot of women out there to handle an AR-15. The recoil is less than a handgun, and it's just a much easier firearm to handle for women.
Yep. I agree, Ben. I think many people that I speak with, including my own wife, loves hers, and the fact that it's easier to aim, it's easier to handle, the recoil isn't as bad. And guess what? The reason the Second Amendment is there is because we don't need people like the head of some organization funded by Michael Bloomberg saying, you don't need that gun, this gun will do the job.
Yeah.
No, it's our right.
Let me decide what gun I need.
That's right. The whole point of a right. Can you imagine restricting free speech? You don't need to make that kind of speech.
I have an AR-15 variant, and the only thing it has ever killed is a bunch of paper plates.
out on the target range.
Well, were they coming after you?
No.
Was it self-defense at least?
That's right.
You got to watch Dixie. It's 529 on WMAL.
I'm very fired up.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
This is crazy.
Washington's Mall.
They're nuts.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Are you thinking of selling your home? Larry O'Connor here. And there's no doubt you'd like to get it done as quickly as possible, but you also want to make sure you sell at the highest price. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to work with experts who are known for selling homes faster, but not just faster, they also sell for the highest price? Here's what you do. Call my friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams. The Reynolds Team is one of the top real estate teams in the D.C. metro area, according to the Wall Street Journal. The Reynolds Team is family-owned. They've been selling homes in the D.C. area for almost 30 years, and they get results. Debbie and Sarah are so confident your home will sell, they'll guarantee it in writing. If your home doesn't sell, they will buy it for a price you agree to. Fact is, now you have a team that sells homes faster and for more money. Call the only ones I would trust to sell my home. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or online at DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
So yesterday, Donald Trump had a speech where he talked about some of the things that happened in Orlando. And I got to tell you, a lot of people listened to this speech. They said, you know what? This may have been the best speech he's ever delivered. We're going to give you some of the highlights of that coming up right after the news, 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. President Obama meets today with his national security team for a briefing on counter-ISIS measures. This afternoon, FBI Director James Comey will brief members of the House on the Orlando shootings. And the Orlando violence is reverberating through the political world.
Amid a national outpouring of grief, some in the political world are focusing on guns and gun control. It's not just the two presumptive presidential nominees discussing the matter. On Capitol Hill, House Democrats tried to inquire about previously introduced gun legislation. They were gaveled down by House Speaker Paul Ryan.
I'm particularly interested about three pieces of legislation that have been filed in response
to Charleston. The gentleman's not sitting in parliamentary ring.
Frustrated representatives shouted, "Where's the bill?" I'm Kim Hutcherson.
In Annapolis today, a church is hosting a gun turn-in, and they say no questions will be asked. Police say several pastors will be on hand during that gun turn-in event from 2 to 6 p.m. today. D.C. voters are going to the polls on primary day. The Ward 7 council race will be closely watched. That's where former Mayor Vince Gray is challenging incumbent council member Yvette Alexander. The Washington City Paper's Will Summer says the outcome will say a lot about Gray's future.
This is his stronghold in Ward 7, and these are the people who, you know, made him a politician in the first place when he first held the Ward 7C. So this is sort of a question on, it's obviously not a citywide referendum, but it's a question, what the people who put him in office in the first place think of him.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,732, the NASDAQ at 48,48. Sports, the Nats beat the league-leading Cubs. The O's were idle. They open a series in Boston tonight. NBA Finals, Cleveland takes Game 5. WMDA, the Mystics are in Connecticut tonight. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
25 years ago, a woman from Chicago found herself single when her engagement was abruptly called off. She began the search to meet normal, well-educated professionals like herself. Her friends set her up on blind dates. She tried the bar scene and contemplated online dating, but she wasn't comfortable with any of those options. The ideal date, she decided, was a lunch date or a drink after work, a fun, laid-back, stress-free way to meet other professional singles. Thus, It's Just Lunch was founded, and the rest is history. Dating can be simple and worry-free. Besides, it's just lunch or a drink after work. To celebrate 25 years of worry-free dates, It's Just Lunch has a special offer for you during the month of June. You have nothing to lose except your single life. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and start dating tomorrow.
You know how to make good decisions. You do the research and weigh the facts. Eventually, the answer becomes so obvious, you can't believe it was ever a question. Like enrolling at University of Maryland University College. As a working adult, you want specialized programs applicable to what you're doing now and to where you want to go. A place where your military and work experience give you a leg up and a faster path toward your degree. You want to invest your time where you'll get real-world skills and relevant credentials in high-demand fields like cybersecurity, IT, and business, and learn what matters from experts who practice in their fields. You want a university that offers the flexibility of classes both online and on-site with a rock-solid reputation. With over 90 programs and specializations, UMUC is the clear choice. Increase your professional worth and gain the knowledge and skills you need to advance your career. University of Maryland University College. The answer is right here. Visit umuc.edu/rightchoice.
Hello, I'm Joe Cordell of Cordell & Cordell. Not long ago, we celebrated our 25th anniversary as a firm dedicated to, as many of you have heard, helping guys through one of the most difficult and crucial times in their lives. Starting out in 1990, my wife and I didn't realize that our mission would grow to include hundreds of attorneys, serving tens of thousands of guys across America and now in England. And though I'm proud of our growth, I'm most proud of the values that are the foundation of our success. And while it's true that Cordell & Cordell has aggressively defended guys facing divorce, the cornerstone of our practice, we've also encouraged reconciliation where possible. The fact is, we're proud to be the partner that guys can count on when the partner they hope for let them down.
Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Fairfax attorneys, a partner men can count on. 571-446-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southeast Southwest Freeway between the 14th Street Bridge, 11th Street Bridge. Good. Bridges into town over the Key Bridge, Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. That's all good. Now, we do have a couple problems. Let's go first. Baltimore-Washington Parkway had the overnight road work northbound in Laurel, and we still have delays through here. Northbound between 197 and 198. Quite slow. Park police tell me they still have some activity out there. They were doing milling and paving and haven't quite wrapped up everything just yet. So one lane still crowded. Southbound side, you can get by with just a brief delay. 270, just some of that volume starting to form. If you're leaving 270 and you're heading eastbound over to Ellicott City, had the overnight road work as you come up toward 29, but now we had a crash as well. So we have some activity as far as an incident and the overnight construction gone. Luckett's area, 15, they had overnight road work and now we have a crash. Northbound side of 15, so they had to alternate traffic there, slows in each direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
A gray sky around this morning. That gray sky will break a bit as we go through the day, becoming partly cloudy. I think the clouds will be around for a few hours. This afternoon, 84 degrees. Overnight tonight, maybe a rain shower, 66. Tomorrow, more clouds than sun. A pop-up shower, maybe a thunderstorm, up to about 83. And some steady rain developing overnight tomorrow night, maybe some thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigeon for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Haymarket, 72 in Bethesda, 72 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. You're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and we're so glad you did, because this is the place to be after major news events like we've been dealing with in Orlando over the weekend. And to that end, coming up at 7:05, Andrew McCarthy of National Review, former U.S. attorney. He has a fantastic article in National Review titled Mass Shooting in Florida, Anti-Gay Violence Rooted in Muslim Law. We'll talk to Andrew McCarthy about the bigger picture here in the war against radical Islam. 8:05 brings us Representative Mike Rogers, former chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. And then at 8:35 for his reaction, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
You know, when you're thinking about what you want your president to be able to do, one of the things that we care about as a nation is how our president reacts after traumatic events in the country. I mean, we remember Ronald Reagan and the Challenger disaster. We remember George Bush standing on the back of that fire truck with a blowhorn after 9/11 attacks in New York City. And you think about that and you think, well, you want your president to be able to respond in an effective way at moments when we are all as a nation looking around trying to make sense out of something that doesn't make much sense. Donald Trump knocked it out of the park yesterday. I'm just going to tell you, this was a great speech. He made the case yesterday that our basic problem here is not a need to crack down on guns, as Hillary would have you do, but we need to crack down on our immigration ideas in this country. We need to reexamine them. We need to crack down on immigration. And just want to play out with you some of the things that he said yesterday, which to me just make an impeccable and incredible amount of sense. Here is Donald Trump yesterday. He makes the case that you can't be a friend of the gay community if you support the immigration of people who find gays to be reprehensible. Take a listen.
Why would we admit people who support violent hatred? Hillary Clinton can never claim to be a friend of the gay community as long as she continues to support immigration policies that bring Islamic extremists to our country and who suppress women, gays, and anyone else who doesn't share their views or values.
All right. I find that very hard to argue with. Oh, I mean, it continues. Here's more from Donald Trump yesterday.
She can't have it both ways. She can't claim to be supportive of these communities while trying to increase the number of people coming in who want to oppress these same communities. How does this kind of immigration make our lives better? How does this kind of immigration make our country better? Why does Hillary Clinton want to bring people in vast numbers, who reject our values? Why? Explain.
Fair question, it seems to me. Why do we have an obligation in this country to allow into this country people who have positions that are antithetical to what we believe as Americans?
Explain.
Yes,
exactly.
Oh, there's more.
Ask yourself, who is really the friend of women and the LB and LGBT community? Donald Trump with actions or Hillary with her words? I will tell you who the better friend is, and someday I believe that will be proven out bigly.
Now, so I think a very, very, very well thought out argument, one that I think will resonate. And he doubles down basically on his great thesis, is that we need to tighten our borders and reexamine our immigration policies in this country.
Well, in specific to, you know, what everyone has called the, you know, a ban on Muslims entering the country, he did nuance that a bit yesterday and specifically said that this would be focused on countries who have been known and have a record of breeding terrorism. Those would be the countries that get the attention. And yes, he continued to say that we would ban immigration from those countries. But it wasn't specific across the board,
no,
all Muslims,
yeah,
which is a change from where he was.
That is. And here is more from Donald Trump. This is his big finish.
The bottom line is that the only reason the killer was in America in the first place was because we allowed his family to come here. That is a fact. And it's a fact we need to talk about. We have a dysfunctional immigration system which does not permit us to know who we let into our country, and it does not permit us to protect our citizens properly. I called for a ban after San Bernardino and was met with great scorn and anger. Many are saying that I was right to do so, and although the pause is temporary, we must find out what is going on. We have to do it. It will be lifted, this ban, when and as a nation we're in a position to properly and perfectly screen these people coming into our country. They're pouring in, and we don't know what we're doing.
It's hard to argue. It's hard to argue, and it sounds reasonable, and I think this is going to resonate with a great number of people.
Well, and Brian, if I may, I mean, you framed this, comparing this to what other presidents have done in a time of crisis and how they've addressed the nation. But then, of course, what we've been playing here are policy issues and political issues. This is a political campaign. He's running for office. Can I just read from the transcript here another part of this that I think is important? Our nation stands together in solidarity with the members of Orlando's LGBT community. They have been through something that nobody could ever experience. This is a very dark moment in America's history. A radical Islamic terrorist targeted the nightclub not only because he wanted to kill Americans, but in order to execute gay and lesbian citizens because of their sexual orientation. It's a strike at the heart and soul of who we are as a nation. Mm-hmm. It's an assault on the ability of free people to live their lives, love who they want, and express their identity. It's an attack on the right of every single American to live in peace and safety in their own country.
It sounds,
that's presidential.
It sounds very presidential.
Yeah.
It's 5:43.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. One theme of Defense Secretary Ash Carter's term in office has been ensuring the department gets warfighters what they need, when they need it, now and in the future. Carter said he's looking at the intersection between technology and defense as the logical place for his emphasis to meet the needs of warfighters both faster and more efficiently. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for funnel cakes, Ferris wheels, and three-day weekends. For inventing the baseball cap, the home run, and the first high five. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before. So don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
It is 5:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we have some unusual delays for the early start here. This commute will start first in the Luckett's area. 15 had the overnight road work, and this is a very good lesson here. And you see signs all the time when you get through work zones. Slow through the work zone. Sometimes they even put up the reduced speed signs. Had the work zone from overnight at Montresor Road at 15, and now we have a crash that happened in that work zone. So it's only one lane each direction. They've stopped traffic, and we are just at a standstill here each direction on 15 in the Luckett's area. And on that note, we still do have road work set up on the Rock Creek Parkway near the Kennedy Center, and that is scheduled to be there until 6 o'clock, so please keep the speeds down in the work zones. Work zone as well on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. It was milling and paving. They were scheduled to clear at 5. However, with the paving, they didn't quite make it on time. Still activity in Laurel, northbound side, Baltimore-Washington Parkway between 197 and 198. Virginia, 95 northbound, crash reported right near the Prince William Parkway. I'm seeing delays from Dale City. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through our south tries to come back as a warm front over the next couple of days. The temperature's getting a little bit milder, 84. Clouds giving way to a partly cloudy day today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by MyCleanPC.com.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
Time for Critter News on WMAL, which we have to say it is required by law. It's a certified fan favorite.
That's not true.
Okay.
There is no requirement by law or otherwise.
I just need to say it.
But you don't make things up.
I don't make things up, no.
Well, you said it was required by law to say that it's a certified
fan. Okay, it's required by me. It's Wilson law.
Very different.
Okay,
all right. Please proceed.
All right, so we got big news in Critter News. A lot of it is right in the backyard here. Black bears spotted in the D.C. area. Attention, no. Bear alert.
We need a bear alert sound.
That's right. Whoop, whoop, whoop. There are bears in Maryland.
A lion may be sleeping tonight, but that bear is awake.
That bear is up and roaming. Yeah. In Montgomery and Prince George's County, a total of 9 bear sightings. It's all thought to be the same bear.
Well, then that's not 9 bear sightings.
No, it's
that's one bear sighted 9 times.
That's right. 9 people saw a bear, and it may be the same bear.
All right.
We don't know.
Were there 9 people standing in the same spot looking? working at the Bear? No, it was in nine different locations.
Some of them were in Hyattsville. Okay. Some of them were in Silver Spring. Okay. Some of them were actually on the campus of the University of Maryland.
All right.
So the bears are on the roam. And
do bears like turtles?
I don't know.
I would not eat a turtle.
I wouldn't eat a turtle. It's a but anyway,
hard shell, creamy, soft summer.
Between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Sunday and then Monday morning again, a lot of bear sightings. So if you see a bear, it's probably the same bear. They think he's headed north.
There's one bear.
Yeah.
Just hanging out.
Maybe.
All by himself.
Could be more than that.
Usually where there's a bear, there's a girl bear.
Well,
maybe he's looking for the girl
bear. I think he's trying to get to the girl bears.
Aren't we all?
And they're north of here.
Yeah.
All right. And here's another local story. Well, sort of local. Ocean City, Maryland.
That's local.
That's it. Yeah, here we go. A boat captain says...
A lot of people heading out to Ocean City this summer.
Well,
it's a big vacation.
Then they need to hear this.
All right.
A boat captain said his crew got a huge surprise while fishing in the waters just off Maryland's eastern shore near Ocean City. Captain Dustin Laura said they reeled in a great white shark. That's right. We need a bigger boat.
Exactly. We're going to need a bigger boat.
7 feet long.
This was no boating accident.
150 pounds. Now, Laura has been fishing off the Ocean City for almost three decades, and he's never, ever caught a great white before. It was not their intended catch. I love this line. They ended up releasing the shark back into the waters. I know what happened. They didn't like pull this shark out of the water and remove the hook.
Why didn't they shoot the thing?
They just cut the line. By the way, parrots are very smart. Maybe smart as apes. They have small brains but great neuronal density.
Well, of course parrots are smart. What other animal do you know that has a vocabulary?
That's right. But apparently their brains are small but packed with a lot of neurons, and that makes them very smart.
Heard that said about me before.
It's fine.
You said that about me one time.
Here's a man's got a lot of neurons working. It's time for El Rushbo, 551.
Not small, though. He's got a
Here's another bright idea from liberals that just didn't seem to pan out the way they intended. The L.A. Unified School District was the first in California to implement a ban on suspending students for defiance in the classroom. Suspending kids was too harsh. It was too mean. And it was too racist because minority kids were hit hardest by suspensions. So liberal educators put in place a more progressive way to handle disruptive kids. They call it restorative justice. It's supposed to resolve conflicts using talking circles and other trust-building methods. As a result, suspensions have all but disappeared in the school district. But the talking circles and other trust-building methods aren't doing the trick either. Defiant students are even more defiant. The LA Times gives an example of a teacher trying to restore order to her class. Disruptive student, a male, responds by telling her to do something to herself that isn't physically possible. If you get my drift. Many teachers report that since the ban on suspensions, their classes have been taken over by these unruly kids with no consequences for the disruptors. Some teachers are reported to be walking a line between extreme stress and mental breakdowns. Students who want to learn are also suffering. How can they concentrate on their work when the class is being run by hooligans? It's a disaster. But here's what's truly frightening. The libs who implemented this idiotic restorative justice approach never saw it coming. We could be talking about Mizzou for all anybody knows.
In service to humanity.
Rush, noon to 3. Now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall. WMAL.
If you are really good at what you do and if your experience is worth sharing, make an investment in your future. There is a huge need for quality corporate trainers. Help others become the very best they can be while building your own income. Join the John Maxwell team. The John Maxwell team has been certifying corporate trainers, executive coaches, and speakers for more than 40 years. The cost for becoming a certified John Maxwell corporate trainer is basically the same as a few credits at an online university. It's a small price to pay for a life-changing program. Once you become a certified John Maxwell team member, you are part of the team for life. Become a John Maxwell certified corporate trainer, executive coach, and speaker. Visit johnmaxwellradio.com now for a special free gift. That's johnmaxwellradio.com or dial 1-800-MAXWELL. That's 1-800-MAXWELL. 800-MAXWELL. Get in gear now.
Summer vacation season is upon us. Is your home protected while you were away? And by the way, if you have a security monitoring service, how much are you paying for it a month? Is it $30, $40, $50 a month? You need to stop that because that's too much to pay. Call Ackerman Security Systems and you'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Now, here's the thing. Ackerman can switch your existing service for free. So you start saving immediately. It doesn't cost you anything to shift over. You're going to be paying less, so you'll actually be saving money right away. And if you switch your service to Ackerman in the month of June, guess what? You'll get 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. With over 40 years' experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman, the only company with a guaranteed response time. Security is all they do. They do it better than anyone else. If you like the technology stuff, you know, where you can see what's going on with your alarm system by looking at your smartphone, actually get pictures of what's going on in your home while you're away right there on your smartphone, a few dollars more. Call Ackerman Security now. Protect your home and family. Make the switch in June. Get to 3 months of monitoring absolutely free. Here's the number, 888-999-1070. That's 888-999-1070 online at AckermanSecurity.com.
It's summertime. Baseball's in full swing, the kids are swimming, and the grills are hot. You know what that means. Your energy bills are soaring as the summer heat pours right into your home through outdated, inefficient windows. Replace your old windows with Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity. Made of Altrex fiberglass, the Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with more glass space and smaller profiles. And throughout June, the Window Man is offering $500 discounts on Infinity fiberglass window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Window Man showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. The Window Man is the educational window company. No games, gimmicks, or pressure to buy now. We educate, you decide.
The Window Man can.
CS for saving details, limited time offer.
It's 5:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Loudoun County still dealing with some problems here on Route 15. Had the overnight road work. Then we had a crash in the construction zone on 15 near Montresor Road. And very serious accident. Looks like they still have traffic stopped in each direction. So if you're coming south of Point of Rocks, right now not moving because of this crash. Earlier construction looks like that was just about wrapped up. On 66 through Gainesville toward Manassas, starting to see that morning heavy volume growing. Again, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks through Falls Church. 95 North and Stafford in LaQuaia. Some of that stop and go. Same story as you're heading through to Woodbridge. Baltimore, Washington Parkway, another area where hadn't cleared the overnight road work. And Laurel, still jammed. They were doing milling and paving. Northbound side between 197 and 198. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures up just a few degrees today, right around where we should be this time of year. A little overcast early, but quickly becoming partly cloudy today, up near 84 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 72 degrees. It is now 5:56.
Larry O'Connor here. If you're in the market to sell your home, I want to tell you about my good friends Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams and how they helped others just like you. Justin and Heather over in Woodbridge needed to sell their home quickly and efficiently as they were expecting a baby and also planning to relocate. They interviewed 3 other agents and decided to call the Reynolds team. They were thrilled they did because Debbie and Sarah sold it fast at above asking price. They also sold Paul and Pauline's home in Sterling after only 4 days on the market. Debbie and Sarah can sell your home too. Don't throw away thousands of dollars and waste time having your home sit on the market. Debbie and Sarah sell homes 3 times faster and get their sellers $30,000 more than the average agent. If your home doesn't sell, Sarah and Debbie will buy your home for a price you agree on. Guaranteed. Call the only team I would trust to sell my home, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds, right now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. One more time, 844-344-SOLD, or go to DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
Wilson Ramos.
Wilson Ramos is killing the baseball.
Took Chi-Town down and now.
And Ramos goes deep.
Catch everything. Nationals Cubs. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Nesson. Bryce Harper.
It is up against the wall and gone.
Can do versus the Cubs.
It's carrying.
Catch everything. Nationals Cubs. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Nesson.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The Retirement Professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
Attention, men. If you have tried or wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, or if you've ordered an over-the-counter product in the last few years, Noxetril is an option that is completely private, has received tremendous reviews, and can be at your door in just days. Pharmaceutical companies dislike us because we present a real option to their higher prices and insurance limitations. After years of research, Noxetril has been developed and formulated in U.S. FDA labs, packed with the highest quality potent ingredients. Noxetril is a true breakthrough in male potency. This remarkable all-natural pill is being called Viagra on steroids and is known as a powerful winner by the adult film industry. So what are you waiting for? Call now and ask how to get your free supply.
Call now and get your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. That's 800-489-8194. Get fuller and firmer with your free supply. Call 800-489-8194. 1-800-489-8194.
Coming up on WMAL.
Jimmy Fallon last night addressed his audience before The Tonight Show and discussed the Orlando terrorist shooting and asked an interesting question. What do I tell my kids? We want to hear from you. What do you tell your kids?
And Donald Trump revoked the credentials of the Washington Post yesterday. They can no longer cover his campaign up close. Did they deserve it? We'll talk about that coming up. It's now 6 o'clock in the nation's...
Hi, everybody. It's James and Andy here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Yes, we are two-fourths of a group of people who love facts, and we love to find new facts, and we come here every week and tell each other about them. For instance, Andy, did you know that one of the world's oldest cycling road races is getting much harder because people keep stealing the road?
I want to know more already, but I'm instead going to tell you my new fact, which is that some ancient coffins from the 17th century have faces.
The coffins have faces.
It's really creepy.
Not just on the inside.
No.
Wow. If you like the sound of those facts, or indeed facts in general, then come and find us. No Such Thing as a Fish, wherever you get your podcasts.